Being you, which was also in Christ. Are you seeing it? Are you seeing it?
Yes, sir.
You are not seeing it. Look at it. Now you see, he said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. Then they put a colon. So it means that any other thing preceding this place is an explanation or a further buttressing of this point that is made here. Okay, so let's see verse 6. Who being in the form of God? Are you with me now? Follow me. So the object here is form, whether it's the form of man or the form of God. But is form. That's what we need to, that's the basis of this. The major thing here is form. Say, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal to God. Now the problem here, there is a challenge here. He is in the form of God, but if he remains in the form of God, he cannot suffer, he can't die. You can't kill God. I hope you know.
Yes, sir.
If he came in the form of God, he can't die on that cross. No matter all the bulldozers in the whole world, all the weapons, all the atomic, he can't die. And I think you should know this. It is basic apologetics, because some people can ask you and say, if it's, for example, when you are talking to some Muslims or some religions, you tell them that Jesus died. They say, if Jesus died, then he is not God. That God cannot die, or can your God die? Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
I think I've taught it somewhere. I don't know where I taught it. Either I taught it somewhere or I taught it to somebody. So watch. And that is why some of us that have gone through, there is a book we release for the leaders. If you study the principle of incarnation, it's not 50-50. The principle of incarnation is 100-100, 100% man and 100% God. So it is because he became man, that is why he can die, because man can die, but God can't die. Are you with me? Now that's not where I'm going now. Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Watch, next verse. But made himself of no reputation and took upon himself what? The form. So there are two forms here. Is it not true?
Yes,
number one is the form of what?
God.
The second one is the form of what?
Man.
And was made in the likeness of man. Next verse. I'm going to come back here. And being found in a fashion as what? Man. He what? Humbled himself. So in other words, to humble yourself is to come down. It means that if he remained in the form of God, he can't humble himself. Who? Are you getting what I'm saying? Whatever level God is the highest. That means he can't go less than he is. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So for him to go less, God can't go less. God can't deflate, but you can deflate. So for God, for him to deflate, he has to take another form. It is when he was found in that form, are you getting the point? That he was able to suffer. He was able to serve. So the servanthood of Christ was not possible until his humanity. What did I say? The servanthood was not possible until his humanity. It is in that form. Being found in that fashion of man, he was able to suffer, he was able to serve, and he was able to die. Okay, he's already here. And became obedient unto what? Death. Even the death of the cross. So the key thing here is, okay, there is obedience and then there is death. But the major thing here is death. It was when he was found in the fashion of man that he was able to die. And he knows. Even though several people at that time doesn't know, when they speak to him, he will just laugh. You know when, who will I use as example? Where is Lawa? Lawa, come. I want somebody that is safety now. Can you see my brother Lawa? He is large in the spirit, but physically we have to accept that he is small. Is it not true? Is it not true? Manpower, come, manpower. Can you see these two guys? Remove your hand. You are the strong man now. Tell this guy, I will deal with you. Tell him if I catch you, I break you into two. What do you think of what he's saying? So when you see this kind of thing, you just keep quiet. Why am I even disturbing myself? Are you seeing it now? You can see it. That was what was happening between Jesus and those men that came to kill him. In fact, when they came to meet him after he was stepping out of that garden, because when Jesus groaned, he was clothed with glory. You know, sometimes I stumble on some things. I don't really follow social media. There are some specific places I go on social media, so I don't see many things. I only see some kind of things. But sometimes I stumble on things. So I stumbled on somebody that made a comment on one of our videos. I think it's this Zambian video or whatever, the whole thing. And the person said that all these things that people are doing, the Jesus do ministry, like the people fall under power, all these things, people are shaking. Once people say that, you know, they don't read Bible. If you read Bible, you find out that more people fell under power in the Bible than you even think. As soon as those people came to take Jesus, Jesus said, whom do you seek? The Bible said all of them fell. What is that falling? They fell under power. That was exact. And it's not one person, the group of them fell at the same time. A man carries glory, you can't withstand his presence. Paul, with the people following him, when Jesus met them at the way on Damascus Road. I hope you know it wasn't only Paul that fell. All of them what? Fell. But it was only Paul that had the encounter. And there are several of them littered in the scripture. You need to read your Bible for yourself. It's there. Without serious search of the Bible, you see it. If you have me so far, say amen.
Amen.
So when these guys were trying to kill Jesus or do whatever, Jesus was just laughing. Pilate said, I have power to arrest you and to release you. He just be laughing. He said, I have the power to lay down my life and to pick it up. I'm doing this because, in fact, I'm doing it for your sake, self. That's Pilate, but you don't know. I'm not doing it because, and you need to understand that. You need to understand, suffer it to be so for now. In fact, you will not make progress in your calling. There are several things you will miss. Not understanding the shape of the realm of the spirit. If you don't know what is, suffer it to be so for now. There are several things that Jesus allowed to be so. Not because he doesn't know the ultimate glory that he carries or the power that is trapped within him in the spirit. But because he has seen that this is a necessary suffering for him to enter his glory. If you are with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
This thing I'm teaching you now, I will just say two more things. I will stop because it's a teaching I will make in the years to come. The time has not come for me to teach it. But there is such a thing as suffer it to be so for now. I was in an encounter and God called me and said, let me teach you what suffer it to be so for now means. It's a lecture. And every young man of God need to understand what is suffer it to be so. And not just young, every other person. If you want to be correct in the program and the agenda of God, there is such a thing as suffer it to be so for now. So when somebody came and said he will kill Jesus, Jesus is just laughing. You can't kill me. I'm the one that decided to die. Let's just allow you for now. A day will come and the king will come in his glory. When he comes, all eyes will see him and bow. But for now, Pilate, do your job. For so it behoves that Jesus to die. For so it behoves him to die. And so that he will rise And then a day will come, he will come back in the glory of his Father. On that day, he will judge the weak and the dead. But for now, suffer it to be so. For what? For now. You will need to know it. And if you know it, it will shape your worldview. Many things. So Jesus took a form, and the scripture said here that because of the form he took, he could suffer. Because of the form he took, he could die. Because of the form he took, he could serve. Is it not true? He became a servant, and it was because of the form. He was God, and the scripture was telling us in verse, show me verse 4, that he is undisputably God. Nobody disputes it. But if the assignment, if your destiny, if what you are called to do, if you will pass through the necessary process, if you will become the kind of servant, if you will retain the servanthood mode that will make you to disburse your assignment, because there is a way you will come. The people you are coming for will be too afraid to be helped. You know that scripture in the book of, I think, Deuteronomy, where God told the children of Israel to come to the mountain that I will appear. And suddenly God came to the mountain and he began to quake. And the children of Israel said that they are no more coming. Told Moses, I believe that the person that manifested on that mountain is the pre-incarnate Christ. I believe it. And I have several scriptures to prove it. Because anytime the Godhead has a morphe, a shape, it is the exclusive ministry of the Son to give shape to the Godhead. Are you getting it? So they came and said, we ate with him, and some of them saw his leg. It is the exclusive ministry of the pre-incarnate Christ to give form and shape to the Godhead. Listen to me. This is the reason why I'm making this statement. So when he came to that mountain, he found that these guys cannot, he wanted to fellowship with them, but they could not approach him in that mode. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So when he was coming in his incarnate mode, he has to come in such a way that he looks like your fellow man beside you. Are you getting the point? So that you can be angry with him. So that you can slap him. Huh? So that you can kill him. So that he can serve you. Told Peter, bring out your leg. He brought out his leg. He was washing his leg. Say, Master, no. I'm the one that he's supposed to. He said, you don't know. So far is to be so. There is something I'm doing. There is something I'm doing. Which emo, dear? Turn to your neighbor. Tell your neighbor which emo, dear. My mind is there. Amen. Somebody explain to Tayo what which emo, dear means. My man dead there. So, are you with me so far? So, according to just these few things listed in these few scriptures we have read, according to this scripture, it became obvious there is a mode Jesus would have taken. He can't serve. Are you seeing it? There is a mode he can take. He can't be obedient. You can't obey. There is a way you can't obey. Are you getting the point? That is to prove to you that the real test of something like love, the real test of something like humility is obedience. If you want to know, are you getting what I'm saying? If you want to know the real people that are actually humble, come and say, do this thing. The first person that fears, the person that did not argue with you whether he is right or wrong and quickly does it is actually the humble person. Not the person that said, hey, and that's what the scripture said. Two sons came, and the father said, told this person, do this. He said, I will do it. Told the other one, do it. This person said, I will not do it. When the father left, the one that said he won't do it went and did it. The one that said he will do it did not do anything. They now asked the question, who is the authentic son? Between these two people, who is the authentic? It's obedience. Let me see verse 5. Let me see verse 6 quickly. Who being in the form of God, Are you getting it? If you open your Bible now, underline it. Except you borrowed your Bible. Don't write on somebody's Bible. Turn to verse 7. Let me show you another thing. Verse 7. Made himself of no reputation and took upon him, underline, form of a servant, in verse 7. Are you getting the point? This thing I'm telling you is necessary for your training. Let me give you an example. Let's assume you are a man of God. Are you getting what I'm saying? And you come here. There is a way you come here, you can receive training. You can't benefit from what we are doing. Because this whole system here is shaped in such a way that it trains people. Are you getting the point? If you come as a man of God, he receives you as a man of God. If you come to be trained, he receives you in the same way. And what I'm telling you is what God passed me over for many years, for more than 10 years. Every place I find, in fact, there is a place I found myself, I think I've told this story before, at one point. And somebody came and told me that, we don't know who you are. If you are a pastor, tell us. In fact, he didn't say tell us. If you are a pastor, prove it. I said, this guy, do you know what we have touched? Do you know the things we have done? Go and ask about us. All these things happening in my mind. Suddenly I heard a voice. I said, if you do anything, I will deal with you. You know, there is a way I will deal with you. I know it might last for 3 years. That's if he still has mercy. Because there are some I deal with you that means that you are no more use. You are not useful. Let's find another person. So, instantly I knew that if I will pass through training here, I will have to take whatever pastor, whatever anointing, whatever thing I think I am, and pack it one side. Whether you are married, whether you are a billionaire, whether you are a millionaire, pack it one side. However long you have done ministry, there are people, their problem, their challenge in submitting to this kind of training is that they felt that they have done ministry for too long. So what they want is exclusive feeding. Somebody say exclusive. You know, exclusive is not. We will now iron out some for them. If we do exclusive for you, you can't become like us. Because what made us is this one. It's not exclusive. Harry, there is a form you will take. You can't pass through process. Are you seeing it? God doesn't gain anything from you being humble. You are the one that gains something. And true humility impacts your spiritual form, the form you retain in your heart and in your... There are things that you are willing to do that a normal person is not willing to do. Severally, those people will feel like as if they are past this level. I have passed this level. There is nothing like you have passed this level. And it is something that you have not gained in your walk with God. You have not mastered. You have not mastered it, and you know that this is where you can get it. And that means your problem is that there is a morphe. What you need is a breaking. And several times, for God to work in that thing into you, he has to break you till you almost think you have died. Only for you to rise from the ashes. Like a phoenix, you rise from there. That is where your real power is. If you minister from that point of death, no man can resist your ministration. For resurrection life is a life that conquered death. That's resurrection life. A man that truly does ministry is a man that is a purveyor of life. Such a life that came from death. You died. You thought there is no more hope. In fact, you have already given. You wonder why God brought you this down and this low. Does God need to disgrace me openly where thousands of people are? All the world is watching. Does God need to do it like this? Yes, he needs to. When you die from there and get up, this spirit of glory rest on your life. Teach me to wait until your glory comes. Safori akai. Teperianto kamambeka. Teach me to wait until your glory comes. Teach me to wait until your glory comes. Oh. Teach me to wait until your glory comes. Eh. Until your glory comes, oh. Teach me to wait until your glory comes. Oh. Jesus, several possibilities in our walk with God lies at the point of breaking. Many times I studied and I thought that God breaks a man. You are not too useful if God didn't break you. The most powerful men in the hands of God are men that has gone through several breakings. Not just one. Because you are in the potter's house. You are in the weave. And if the potter moves you and finds out that there are several flaws, there are several things that is not consistent with what he wants to see in the ultimate future, he breaks you again. Don't be afraid when the potter breaks you. Because it's easier to mold something when the form is intact, when the form is perfect. It's easier. All you need to do is to pour the ingredients and then it comes out with the mold. What is important is getting the mold. There is several knocking, there is several chiseling. You keep working on it. Keep working on it. Keep working on it. Is it easy? No. Very painful. But people look at you and see the glory and they like it. But they don't know what you pass through. Several times, before I would stand on the pulpit, I cried for long. I wept. I was broken many times. I don't know how God uses people. But I don't know why people are in a hurry to be in ministry or to be used. At some point, I wanted to talk. I'm not doing. But once I appear in the presence, I don't know how God does it. It's a wooing of the Holy Ghost. You can't resist him. If the Holy Spirit wants to draw you, you can't resist him. You'll be passing through the pain, yet you can't stop. You can't stop. There is something about God that it confounds all the powers of your humanity. There is something about God that confounds the powers of your humanity. If God comes for you, you can't resist him. He's too strong for humanity to say no. So that even at that point where you think that you are down, you are about to go out, suddenly an encounter will come from heaven. You will still be weak in that place that you are injured. Huh? But every other area of your life will be full of might and strength of the Holy Ghost. Every other area. And sometimes, some of those of our most powerful ministration that made people say, I have not seen this. Somebody will come and tell you have listened. I've listened to this 100 times, 200 times, 500 times. They don't know where we came from. Teach me to wait until your glory comes. Some of the time we cried when washed our face, cleaned it like this, came out and said, glory to Jesus. stepped out. So some of the time we are saying, help us, Holy Ghost. And some of us here, you will hear us groaning and crying. It's literal crying. One day I told somebody, I told my brother, Joshua to lead prayer. And when he was leading at some point, I sent him a note and said, bro, you have not started. I will come and take over from you in the next 5 minutes. When he took the, as soon as he read it, what I heard is, he started crying. God, you need to help me now. But you thought his prayer increased. No, he's willing. Lord, if you don't minister through me, there is nothing of me remaining now. You have to funnel divinity through my vessel. That is how Jesus operated upon the face of the earth. Because he stripped himself of all the privileges of deity. And when he appeared, it has to be through the Holy Ghost. Every single work that was done has to be done by the Holy Ghost. So, Jesus so depended on the Father. And anytime you hear Jesus say, my Father, you need to check which one. Because, are you with me? From my study of the scripture, you don't need to believe it. I'm not making a doctrine out of it. But I think it is worthy of note. Jesus made reference to three fathers when he was alive on the face of the earth. Huh? People that is around him attested and said that Joseph is his father. Until when he was 12 and they came and told him, your father, your mother, they seek it. They said, don't you know that I should be about what? My father. But they told him that his father is looking for him. Showing you that the father, the physical father, is not the one that, and he was 12 years old. At some point, he will come and say, our father. But at some point, he said, my father. Let me make it simple for you. The angel appeared to the Virgin Mary and told him, you will be pregnant. And when the Holy Spirit overshadows you, you will be pregnant. And the seed that you are pregnant with will be called the Son of God. Are you getting the point? That means Jesus is the seed of the Spirit. Are you getting the point? The Holy Spirit incubated the woman and the seed came there. That means the Holy Ghost is his father on the face of the earth. That's what I'm trying to show you. So he operated by the leading and power of that father within. But there is a father in heaven. And that is why several times when he teaches, he said, our father, which at what? In heaven. That is the father that all of us pray to. But there is a point that Jesus will come. He will not speak about that, our father. He will say, my father. Are you with me? And that is when he will say, I cannot do anything except that which my father is doing. I speak that which my father is saying. I don't have... Are you getting where I'm going now? Now, this is somebody that had fullness of deity. But for him to be able to accomplish his assignment, he stripped himself of deity. That is where you come to at the point of breaking. Are you getting the point? Your cry there now is, Lord, I cannot take one more step except you are the one that is helping me. Lord, I hope you know the risk I'm taking in following you. I hope you know. I hope you know. If you don't come through for me, I'm dead. This prayer have to work. This prayer have to work. Prayer have to work. Prayer have to work. This thing we are doing, it has to work. I cry to God. Don't deceive me. If it's not working, tell me on time. Let me find another thing. I'm still a young man. You are a young lady. You are too young for you to waste your life on something that is not working. Are you getting the point? And that is what the Holy Ghost does. He brings you to the point where you are totally dependent on him. You will win. But you will win because you died to your power to scheme yourself into victory. It is the Holy Ghost that brings you to that point. And for that to happen, you have to be broken many times. And you come to the place where Jesus said, I can't do anything except what my Father does. I can't. Do you know how long it takes for you to come there? Because sometimes you have tried. But God made sure that you are broken. That as you are coming out, you are not, yeah, we fasted, but we are not trusting our fasting. Yeah, we prayed, but we are not trusting on our prayer. It's Jesus we are trusting. Yeah, we gave, but Our seed is not suddenly God. God is God. Our seed is just means to worship and sacrifice and lay hold on spiritual things. They are not the end in itself, because even unbelievers, they sacrifice, they sow seed. It is Jesus we want to encounter. We study the Bible so that, not so that our head will be big with knowledge, with several vocabularies that is in the scripture to bamboozle people. No, we study so that God will tabernacle. Hold the hands of your neighbor. Pray for 1 minute. Say, Lord, show me that form that I need to take this season. There is a form necessary for your training. There is a form necessary for your spiritual education. And several people are not aware. God has opened training for you. You missed your training. The class is ongoing now. There is a class going on in the spirit. And several people are not in the class. You see yourself. By the time you are coming for the exam has finished. When did the class take place and exam has taken? No, you don't have the form. You need to cry. Let's cry. Brother. Teach me to wait until your glory comes. 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 Oh, oh. Teach me. There must be something that needs to die. There must be a form I need to take. Show me I'm willing to follow. That should be your cry. Some of you have not understood the necessity of fire. And several times, anytime we talk about fire, many people think about manifestations. There is no business that can go on the altar without fire. It is when fire appears that we know that business has started. In fact, the appearance of fire on your altar is a proof that God has accepted your sacrifice. So if there is no burning, it means that you are not coming the way you should come. The exact pattern in the scripture is that when the priest has set in order, when he has set in order the sacrifice upon the altar, put things in place, suddenly when he appears, fire, God is the one that leads the sacrifice. God, fire drops from heaven. And anytime we set a sacrifice in array, put things up, and there is no fire, there must be a dimension of fire that is burning in your life as a proof that your altar is active. Fire. Why are you stopping the young man? Allow him to cry. Fire. Fire is a sign of God's approval on your sacrifice. You have to trust God. Daily you come. When you come, there is no fire on your altar. There is no fresh. I'm not just saying fire. Fresh fire. Several people, when they come, God, the first sacrifice that you made, fire came from heaven. On the second one, you came with matches. You are the one that lit the fire. There is a fire burning, but you are the one that lit it by yourself. I'm not talking about strange fire now. This one is good. But you are the one that initiated those burnings. No. When you have met the condition of heaven, they will send you fire from heaven. We will wait for your fire. We will not initiate this fire. And the challenge is that man is not willing to wait for the fire of God. And so somebody like Saul, Samuel told him, I'm coming, let's offer the sacrifice. And when Saul waited for 7 days, the required days that he told him to wait was 7. But the 7 day passed, and the season that God said he will come, it has arrived, and there was no Samuel and there was no sacrifice. And when Saul looked out, the enemy was already here. The scripture said, suddenly, Saul took the sacrifice to go and sacrifice. You can't do it. You can't produce the fire of God. You can't manufacture God's fire. God's fire is a sign of his approval on your sacrifice. Whatever is the sacrifice you are making for the kingdom, allow God to set it on fire. That is when it has become something that will produce the kind of smell that can draw your genius. There is a pungency. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yes, you are sacrificing, but who is setting it on fire? Because there are certain things you can set on that altar, the fire of God cannot land on it. According to the Levitical demands in the ordinances of the altar, when you bring the burnt offering, God was speaking through Moses and he was telling Aaron and his children. He said, first of all, when you appear, you offer sacrifice for yourself and then you offer for the people. He said, one bull for you. One bull and another a calf. That is the principle of atonement. We'll get to that. Because there are two dimensions of propitiation. One is satiation and the other one is expiation. So the bull that is for expiation is sent away, but there is another one. That one, it is killed, and the instruction that God gave is that it will be killed and skinned. The flesh will be removed. The only thing that lands upon the altar is the inner dimensions. Are you getting the point? Now, the tendency is for you to think that the main crust of spiritual sacrifice is the bogus things that men can see. Meanwhile, according to God, what is important and can be brought upon his altar as a thing that can draw down his fire is the inner things. Are you getting the point? The gizzard, the kidney, those things that is inner. These are the things that can draw God. So as far as God is concerned, until you sacrifice the things that cannot be seen, he doesn't see it. Are you getting the point? Suddenly you wake up one day and die to something that is heavy. It is stronger to God than the 3 days fasting you did. The fasting is a big thing in the eyes of people. But the real sacrifice for God is the sacrifice that is inside. Are you getting the point? Yes, you are fasting with us for these 50 days. But you might not know that the real sacrifice that God took is what it is taking you to come here daily. Are you getting what I'm saying? What it costs you inside and as a person to appear here daily is more important to God than the fact that you even prayed. Because you die every day for you. You take risk every day for you to come. These are the inner parts. Somebody say inner parts. The inner parts of character. The inner parts of integrity. The inner parts of transformation. The inner parts of strength. Are you getting the point? The inner parts of transfiguration. The inner parts of molding. The inner parts of becoming. The inner parts of advancing in the path of your own. They are inner parts. They are not obvious. Is it not true? Several times, except somebody stands here to minister, you might not know that the person is powerful. There are weapons hiding here. But God is still dealing with the inner parts. The inner parts. And when the priest come for burnt offering, he said, collect the outer part, the fat. Are you getting what I'm saying? There is something about the fat that is never accepted anywhere. Including doctors and nutritionists, they say run away from fat. Even God is afraid of fat. The inner part, the gizzard. Why is it that they always tell people to eat gizzard? All those days that you bring it, put it, fire lands. The day you offer the inner parts, fire will come. For now, it's okay for you to offer the fat. Huh? The reason why, you know, when the former minister was ministering, he said that they burn you this side and burn you this side. Do you know why? They did not cut you up before they started roasting you. Are you getting the point? They just carried you one full chicken. Somebody say one full chicken. When God comes to work, he doesn't work as one full chicken. There is an abattoir. There is a slaughterhouse of the spirit. And there is blood everywhere. They slaughter you, bring you like this, drop you. Gizzard everywhere. All your parts open. For you to make progress, God will disembowel you. He will cut things. That is his job. The first time God had an encounter with Abraham, he said, you will circumcise yourself, Abraham. A man that is almost 70 to 90 years old, they took knife. Do you know what is circumcision? That's why it was done. If you are circumcised, they did it when you are very small. You don't know what I'm saying. Go back and think on it. You will see the price Abraham paid to be in alignment. 90-year-old man. When they cut it, they put it on fire. Teach me to wait until your glory comes. So, there has to be a cutting so that the inner part will be exposed. Are you getting the part? But many times we begin to roast without exposing the inner parts. And several times when you roast the outer parts, when you are eating, by the time you get inside, you will know that the inside is not done. We need to cut it open. And the cutting open, the breaking is not easy. Yeah? You have to cry. It is a prerequisite to touching God. One of the demands, one of the things that need to be accomplished in a man so that he can make advancement in his spiritual journey is breaking. Huh? A man that prepares to meet God must submit to the breakings of God. It is when God breaks you that you are ready to meet him. God doesn't meet on broken vessels. Huh? If God meets you on broken, he doesn't have anything to work with. Are you getting the point? God works with vessels that are broken. You need to cry, break me. Madam, you are strong. You are too strong. The real progress God made is not that somebody fell under power. The real progress that God made is not that people are calling you woman of God. That's powerful. What of the inner parts? Why is it taking you too long to obey one instruction from God? Is it a good thing? It means that the inner parts. The inner pass is what pleases God. That's where fire falls. If you can roast outer part, but it will take you long. It takes long for fat to be done. Is it not true? That's what they told us. I'm a food scientist. I study food science and technology. Huh? One of the major aspects of our discipline, our studies, is what we call preservation. And there is what we call canning. There are several ways you heat meat. And I've taught it before. Do you know pigs? How many of you know pig? Pig. We submit pig to a different process from beef. Do you know why? There is so much fat. That is why. If we do that way, it might take us forever to get to the inner chambers. What do? We cut you open. Huh? For God to cut you and you will not respond, you need to come as cadaver. You have to come dead. God is going to cut things up. Are you willing? We are in abattoir, spiritual abattoir. Harry, you need to be cut open. We need to encounter your inner parts. That is where real life resides. That's where your juices inside, it flows out. Are you getting the point? That's where real ministry flows out from. That brokenness. People don't know. When you see a man that his ministry is very powerful, it might not just be prayer. That man has been broken many times. The inner part is always open. While you are covering your inner part, the person is leaving it to the wind. The person is leaving it to the storm. The person is leaving his inner part. The inner part, they should be covered, Abby. Is it not true?
Yes, sir.
It should be covered. But such men, they put it open. Imagine you carrying your heart in the open like this. Lord, cut off every bad thing in my heart. For God to cut it, is it, won't you bring out your heart? Some people are shielding their heart. I think this, my message is too hard. Show me the book of Isaiah chapter 58. Okay, let's start from 7. Touch Sister Judith. Where are you looking at? Where is your own Bible? Okay, 8. I want to be sure where we are. So he said, that thy light shall break forth as the morning. Sorry, say your light break forth. Listen to me, there is such a thing as your light. You know, Jesus said something. He said, who lighteth a lamp and puts it under a bushel? And if a man lights a house, he puts it where people will see it. Listen to me. Every destiny has an audience. What did I say?
Every destiny has an audience.
Every destiny has an audience. What it means for your light to break forth is that your audience have seen it. And the audience of a man's destiny is not necessarily only humans. Spirits can be your audience. Are you getting what I'm saying? Oh my God. You have your audience. Popularity doesn't mean you have met your audience. Because several times when we say audience, people think it's just because a lot of people know it, and that's not your audience. You have your audience. If you present and minister to people, no matter their number, and they are not your audience, they will turn and kill you. So several times Jesus knows his audience, and he activates certain key things in the spirit to sieve out things and know exactly his audience. Huh? Your audience will hear you. It doesn't matter. Listen to me. There is nothing like I found out, because initially I was telling them on Sunday morning when I was talking to them in church. I told them, when I was pastoring somewhere, somebody came and told me that this way you are preaching, that nobody will come to your church. Hey, I have to go to God and say, you, is it not true? On a normal, if not for the fact that God is the one working, will you be hearing this kind of thing I'm saying? It's too hard. Listen to me. It means one thing. It's not about how hard or soft it is. It is your audience. It is a generation. It is a season. Are you getting the point? And in that season, before that audience, your light has to break. There is such a thing as Satan keeping men in obscurity. Listen to me. You know, several people come and say, I don't want to be known. I don't want to be known. Lord, hide me. Lord, hide me. That might be pride. Listen to me. You are just supposed to be where God kept you. What did I say? If God kept you where he kept you, you will have the right measure of exposure. You can hide yourself, but you are open to the power of darkness. The hiding you hid yourself by yourself is not the exact hiding, even though it can do you some small good. But the day you ever come out, you will find out that you are not ready.
Because several times God brings you out by his measure to test you gradually, whether you have the capacity to withstand several levels of exposure. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you getting me? There are hidings that we did by our power.
You know, these days some people think that some of us want to be seen. I'm not that kind of person. I'm the kind of person that can stay. Let's assume I'm a normal member in this ministry. I can stay here for 10 years. Nobody will know me. I say Jesus defeated me. Me and him, we fought. Like this. We fought. We fought. Because I like to stay at the back. I don't want my own. My plan is I will come and serve my God. Jejeli. I will pray the hardest. Study the hardest. Live the holiest. Give the greatest amount. After church service. Phew, that's how I plan to do it. I don't want to disturb any. I just want to be a good believer. How I found myself on this stage, I don't know. As I'm talking to you now, I cannot really say how I ended up on this stage. I cannot give you the chronology. I was never, you know, there is a way you be doing. You are expecting. I didn't expect it. And of course, that is not also a complete proof that you don't lost for this stage. Because that's why I'm telling you. You have to allow yourself to be exposed to things by God to actually test whether that hiding is a proof of your own lust. Because many times the reason why you are hiding is because deep inside you, that's what you want. But you want to present it as if that's not what you want. So when they come and call, you say, no, I just want to stay at the back. I don't want to do anything. You want it. You want it. You like it. You like it. Say the truth. You like the limelight. You like the stage. You like the lights. You like the spotlight. You like the glory. You just want to be seen. Teach me to wait until your glory comes. You are qualified for hiding at that level. You are qualified for hiding. Huh? Until as a music minister, you find out that you are not a performance artist. I see several people, they say they are performance artists. A music minister is not a... You are a priestly artist. That if the word artist is even good, you are a priestly artist. What you have is not a stage. What you have is an altar. Is it not true? What does a priest have? A stage? No. What he has is an altar. Who is his audience? Men? No. His audience is who? God. Listen to me. I want to prove this scripture to you. Then shall thy light break forth as morning. Your destiny must break forth. Listen to me. Listen. I know what I'm telling you. I know what Satan can hide you out of sight. Satan can hide you. Satan can hide you to the point that the people that should marry you, the person that will be looking like this, he will see you are hidden. You are in the open, but you are hidden. I pray for you. Any mystery hiding you out of sight from today, I command your light to break forth in Jesus' name. I want to prove this thing scripturally for you. Show me the book of Luke. Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4 from verse 14. What I'm telling you know, I never knew it was true, but and I checked some things. And I found out that that is one of the foundational challenges of ministry in my family. I don't even want to say in Eastern Nigeria itself. But that's true, actually. Hiding you out of sight. But I was listening to a series of messages around late 2013. Okay, when I was in school, I was a member of the ushering department, you know. There is a young man that asked me a question on my Facebook page. I did not answer it. The young man said, how do you know that you have apostolic calling? By washing the toilet. That's how you know. Don't believe any man that knew his calling without service. You can't know your calling without service. It's not possible. You have to be a carpenter for. You have to do something that is not even related to the state for long. It is in that place that people say, no. Separate me, Paul and Barnabas. Separate them. Are you getting what I'm saying? That, by the way, I washed toilets. I swept. My sister Chidema met me in school. In fact, it's not today that she started following me. It is, I was the chief usher. I was in charge of the ushering department. She was in charge of the decoration. Is it not true? What I did in ushering department, she learned it and went and replicated it in the decoration department. The same thing that happened for me happened for her, at least in her own measure. Several people, because what I knew that what attracts people is an altar. It's not today I learned what I'm doing. It's not today. What pulls people is not billboard. Yeah, we do flyer, but even if I don't do flyer, people will be here. After all, people are here every day. Since we stopped 18 December last year, but every day people are still here. Is it not true? People are still here every day, including on Christmas Day. People are here and they prayed. So, just because you are not here doesn't mean something is happening. Or just because we started February, did we actually start February? We just want to allow people online to follow us. Is altar that pulls men. So when I created that altar in the ushering unit, listen, I'm about to show you something. Listen to me. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
I'm talking to your spirit. I know you are hearing me with your ears, but I want your spirit to hear me. Are you getting what I'm saying? When we built that altar, it was able to pull men. That's the secret. So other people not knowing it, they will think it's by attracting. No, what pulls people is altar. Your altar is not strong enough, you can't pull anything. And when I met a father recently, a father in this Eastern, a father, one of the strongest men that God has in this land. The thing he's doing is only a mantle that can do it. He came and told me that he has seen that I have an altar. I said, is there a pastor that doesn't have altar? If fathers speak, listen to them. Said, I have seen that you have an altar and that your altar is a strong one. An altar strong enough. Are you getting what I'm saying? Altar strong enough to go to US and pull Sister Darenda. Altar strong enough to go to Ibadan and pull Tayo. Are you getting what I'm saying? Altar strong enough to go to Port Harcourt and pull Dennis. Altar. Altar strong enough to go to Abuja and pull Harry, altar. That's altar. Altar strong enough to come to your town and pull you. Altar. Any altar that can pull Perpetua is strong. Is it not true? I'm angry in my spirit. Some of us came here for visit. Now you are now a permanent resident. Altar strong enough to pull an Ephiop. Altar strong enough to pull Cameroon. I thought you would have left. Because last year he was hustling to see me. I said, this guy, you don't need to see me. You need to see Jesus. Altar. Somebody say altar. Some of our brethren, some of the people came here for these 50 days from the north. Came from everywhere. You don't have altar. You want people to gather. Gather where now? They are gathering around your ideology. Your ideology cannot take people to their destiny. There has to be a spirit power. There has to be a spirit energy. Spirit life. That is generated from your altar. That is the secret. Now listen. When I kept laboring as the chief usher, there is one of my ushering members, a lady. You know her? Huh? Do you know her? Chioma, Sister Cherish. One day she came and gave me some messages. I don't even know whether it's a CD or he transferred some. Guess whose messages is that? Huh? Huh? Who? You are correct. Dr. Paul Enenche. How did you know? You have listened to it. He gave me the messages. First message I put in, the name was brought out by fire. I said, what is this? Was I hiding? Can't you see me? Can't you see me now? You are hidden. It takes fire to bring you out. Your destiny is hidden. Your talents, nobody. You have business. There are things you know. You have skills that can bring you millions of naira. Nobody is calling for it. Nobody is demand. You are hidden. Accept it. You are hidden. I pray for you. By fire, you are brought out in this season in the name of Jesus. And I'm not just talking about ministry. I'm talking about your business. Some people, they are totally hidden. And there are 1,001 people that is looking for what you can offer. There are people crying everywhere, hoping that they can have somebody that have your ability. They don't know. You don't know them. You don't know. They hide you. They hid you. Let me pray for you again. Every power, every wisdom that is hiding you, hiding your talent, hiding your grace, hiding your ministry, hiding your business. In the name of Jesus, I command you to be brought out by fire. Be brought out by fire. Be brought out by fire. You can be seated. When I heard it, I started listening to the message. And when I hear what I want in a message, especially if I feel it is talking to me, I don't listen to the message only. I soak it. So when I collected it, there were a few of them in that fire capsules. Oh, my God. The necessity of fire. Brought out by fire. I was listening to the man. I listened to him in that message and carried it and went to youth service. There is an uncompleted building. I don't know if it is completed now. In front of our family house. At Idimango Abeokuta. Sometimes, if I don't have classes in my PPA, I will take a mat, take my bag, take some things, and then I will enter the uncompleted building, find one room there, put my mat on the floor like this, and I will lay down, put the message on. It will be playing, I will be speaking in tongues, listening to it. If he says what I like, I will write it down on my jotter. Sometimes I will start from 8 a.m., after everything has finished, I will come back in the evening around 5 p.m. I am an archer. Hey! Teach me to wait until your glory comes. I will stay there. I was listening to the man. He began to say, he began to tell us how people can be completely hidden out of sight. No man can fulfill his destiny when he is out of sight. I began to pray. Every day I was crying. I said, it seems as if I'm hidden. The things you have, there is a generation crying for it. Satan conclusively hid you out of sight. Package you out of circulation. In these 50 days, you are coming out. In these 50 days, you are coming out. I say, in these 50 days, you are coming out. How can you be pastoring a church in Lagos? And people are asking us, is Revival Hub in Lagos? You are there almost 3 years. You are a Bible man, you can teach Bible. You have fire, you can lead prayer. Everything is there. Are you getting the point? They are saying, where is the person? Satan packaged you. He packaged you. Some of the time is coming from foundation. There is 1,001 people at Enugu that is in need of what you carry, man of God. And he's going to come.
is going to come out.
Amen.
Every orchestration of darkness to package you, to arrange you out of sight, we come against them now. In Jesus' name, listen. That is why we fast. Fasting has a way of bringing a man out of our spirit.
Yes, sir.
Let me show you here in the book of Luke chapter 4. Watch. Let's read it together. One, two, ready, go.
Wait.
Luke chapter 4 verse 14. Luke chapter 4 verse 14. Luke 4:14. Because sometimes when we are saying this thing, people don't know even Jesus needed to be brought out. Some people say, I don't want anybody to know me. I just want to be hiding. It's not scriptural. Several times Jesus said that when you bring light, you keep it where people are seeing it. Just make sure God is the one keeping you. You are not the one doing it by yourself. As long as God is the one that brought you out, stay there. Nobody can hide me out of sight if God brought me out. No power can do that. I'm not the one that brought myself out. And such is the same thing that will happen for you.
Amen.
When a man gives himself to brutality in fasting, there is a force and power from eternity that brings you out. And there is a generation that will cry out for what God has given to you. Let that fire burn in your belly now. Let that fire burn in your belly now. Let that fire burn in your belly. Let it burn! There is no husband. There is a man praying for somebody like you. And somehow Satan has hidden you. There is a man hoping that God will give him somebody half of your quality. And Satan just arranged you out of sight. We bring you out by fire. We bring you out by fire. By fire. Look at this scripture. I believe you have opened it. Let's read it together. One, two, ready, go. I don't understand. Jesus, what? Let's use another translation. Maybe it's King James that is talking like this. Show us another translation. Let's use another translation. Goodness, oh. Watch. Let's read it together. One, two, ready, go. And what happened? Let's find another translation. Maybe this one, he connived with KJV. Maybe he connived with KJV. Find another one. ASV or whatever. Teach me to wait until your light comes on me. Arise, shine, for thy light, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings shall come to the brightness of thy rising. Teach me to wait until your glory comes. Teach me to wait until your glory comes. Teach me to wait until your glory comes in.
Wherever you are sent, people will know you are there.
Teach me to wait until your glory comes in. Teach me to wait until your glory comes in. Teach me to wait until your glory comes in.
Arise, shine. Arise, shine. For the glory of God is upon thee. Gentiles, we come to thy light. And kings, we come to the brightness of thy rising. The word Gentile means nations. Nations, we come to your light. 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 And kings, we come to the brightness of your rising. Yes, 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 yes. Help that lady, help the lady.
Teach me to wait until your glory comes in. Teach me to wait until your glory comes in.
Satanias!
Teach me to wait until your glory comes in. Oh, 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 oh. Hey.
Satan cannot arrange you out of sight. How can you be in Abuja? Nobody knows. You are in Port Harcourt, nobody knows. You are in Lagos, nobody knows. You are in Enugu, nobody knows. How can you be in Kaduna? Nobody knows. Listen to me. God never hides what he has packaged. Never. Not in time, not in eternity. It was the scripture that said in the book of Romans chapter 8 that the whole earth waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. So even in the realm of the spirit, there is a showing. In this realm, there is a manifestation. The scripture said that John was in the wilderness till the season of his showing forth. There is such a season as that. But you have never even been brought out at all. None of the areas of your life has received a shift. Nobody has reckoned with the grace, the talent, the ability, your education, your certificates, your capacity. Nobody reckons with it. Meanwhile, people are in hot demand of what you can do with your eyes closed and nobody's asking for it. Listen to me. They told you now that you are selling clothes. Go to Instagram and do adverts. Go to Facebook. Go. You know these branding people, brand these people, they don't know spirits. If you like, do advert from here to Sokoto. If Satan is hiding you, you are hidden. Instead of Satan not to hide you, if you do advert, copyright will hide your advert. Copyright will never allow your advert to go. I know what I'm saying. No? Are you not the one that has some app on Play Store? And some of the time they refuse to credit you with your money. It's demons. They don't want you to break out. Things that everybody is freely doing their own. You have, your own is multi-solutional, dynamic, yet it doesn't sell. Lift up your hands. Come here. Come and stand here. That's your app we sell from today. Lift up your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the Mimshak anointing begin to speak for you. Let the things that you sell be in hot demand. God's love, in the name of Jesus, let your life, such as I have, I give to you. Tosh! Nobody will arrange you out of sight. When I say arrange you, I'm not just talking about your personality. What of what you are selling? What of your ministry? Huh? What of your business? What of your career? Look at what the Bible said here. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. Heaven took it upon themselves to announce that power is here. How can God give you power, give you wisdom, give you everything? Satan arrange you and your grace out of sight. Nobody. You don't know why I'm crying like this. Listen to me. Listen, some of you will not hear. This is part of the things that frustrated my own father for many years. One day he came to a prophetic service, and in that this thing is happening around 2006-2007. My father was in a prophetic service, and that's how his prophetic grace is strong. It's not all these guys that they say they are prophets that they are see. They don't see anything. The man now matter Omara Paobochiapo now vision. I didn't even know he's a big thing. One day he stood in a prophetic service and was telling us what will happen in nations, African nations, one after another. One day around 2006-2007, he stood, he said, I see Nigeria like a vehicle without a driver. We did not know. It was after that period that our president died, and for days they were hiding it. Huh? One day, the man professor, nothing, nobody knew, nobody, no nothing. No money, no nothing, no nothing. One day he said, in fact, I'm nothing. He started looking for that. This property has not interested at all. Satan arranged him, his grace, his gift, his anointing, arranged all of them out of sight. Sometimes he will be watching some people. He said that these guys, they are lucky. They are lucky. They are lucky. His favor are lucky. Keep saying people are lucky, and you will suffer the same thing. When you fast in these 50 days, insist that you are brought out by fire. Everywhere you are, pray for 1 minute.
By fire, by fire, by fire, Jesus came out of the wilderness after 40 days and nights of fasting, he was brought out by fire. By fire, he came out by fire. Everything hiding you out of sight, I command the fire of God to judge them now. You cannot fast and be hidden. Your Savior Jesus fasted, and the scripture said that his news spread everywhere, every nation upon the face of the earth, like the shofar of the Spirit. Let there be an announcement. Let there be no voice that will not hear. Men brought out by fire. Brought out by fire, by brutality, by force.
Something is happening, oh.
Ifenemena more. Oh my God.
You can't be hidden. No.
Aya.
You can't be hidden. Yeah.
Sister, you can't be hidden.
No.
We bring you out by fire.
Ha.
bring you up by fire. We bring you up by fire, sister. Sister, we bring you up. 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 By fire. By fire. By fire. By fire.
Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We can cast our offerings. We can cast our offerings. The offering basket should go round. We can cast our offerings. If the Holy Spirit has not released you, please stay back until the Spirit releases you. We will meet again tomorrow. We have a morning session and then the evening session. God bless you.
Accuracy and power. To connect with the ministry of God's servant Apostle Ejude Chukwu with unlimited access to life transforming messages, visit www.revivalhubinternational.org. Follow us on all social media platforms at Revival Hub International. For inquiries and partnership, email us at revivalhubglobal@gmail.com.